Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Joseph Cristiano. He's a naturopathic physician. He's a certified nutritional counselor and a certified nutritional health professional through Trinity College of Natural Health. Dr. Joe has spent more than 50 years both personally and professionally in natural health, including exercise, diet, pain management, anti-aging, and stem cell therapies and treatments. He is the president and founder of Body Redesigning, and he's the best-selling author of Blood Types in You, among other books, but now he's written a book called The Stem Cell Revolution, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So welcome, Joseph.
Hello, Kathy.
Nice to have you on Health First Radio. So can you tell us a little bit about stem cells?
Well, you know, in the book, I make reference to stem cell therapy and stem cell technology as disruptive. They're the game changer in orthopedic medicine, and we're seeing more and more evidence of that as stem cell therapy does what it does, and it takes a person's condition and goes to the root cause and actually heals the condition. Stem cell therapy basically is a non-invasive type procedure that individuals can have based on their type of condition and the availability of it.
So, Dr. Joe, do you take the stem cells from other areas of the body and re-inject them, or do you take stem cells from other people and put them in? How do you get the stem cells?
Well, you know, way back many decades ago, when the stem cell therapy research and medical research and clinicals were underway, they were getting stem cells from embryonic, you know, from fetus, and of course that created a tremendous amount of controversy, and but that was the beginning stages of this therapy. Now it's advanced such where we are now talking about extracting an individual's adult stem cells. So the procedures that are taken are really three sites or three areas in which stem cells can be extracted: one from the bone marrow, two from the blood itself, and then three from the adipose tissue. And what they've discovered is there's multiple hundreds of millions of more adult stem cells in the adipose tissue. So when a person, we'll say, selects stem cell therapy for, we'll say, a bad knee or a neck, lower back, hips, or whatever the condition is, they do sort of a outpatient scenario, but they'll go in, the patient will go in, they prep them, they may do a blood draw, and then they do a mini liposuction from the tummy, you know, from the abdomen, because that's where the majority of adipose tissue is. And by the way, it's not a cosmetic procedure, so it's not like you're going to lose inches around the waistline. but you know, several cc's of adipose tissue is extracted. Then they put it in the lab, and it takes probably an hour, maybe an hour and a half for the technicians to extract the adult stem cells from the adipose tissue. Then they prep it for the syringes. And then, like I said, if for example, it's the knee capsule right there, they will inject maybe one or two sites of the person's genetic material. I mean, the beautiful thing about this is there's no additives, there's no foreign materials. We're not using yours or somebody else's adult stem cells. We're using the individual's own adult stem cells.
So it always comes from that person and back to that person.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So as far as adverse reactions or infections and things like that, there are none. Probably the only concern is having an injection, period. You know, some people faint when it comes to having an injection, but, you know, they numb it up and all that. And you know, my research and my involvement in stem cell therapy is kind of twofold. One, just from the study of it, but also I'm a patient of it. So I've been under those syringes many times through my years because, you know, I've dealt with chronic pain, particularly in my lower back, all my life. But over the years, and believe me, I've been very, very physically active in sports and things like that. And, you know, as a late teenage, early 20-year-old man, we can endure the pain. We kind of just blow it off and continue on. But as I got older, the body starts breaking down, and before you know it, I started to have some severe pain that wouldn't go away. You know, and I went down the conventional medicine trail, you know, and had medications and different protocols given to me. And unfortunately, conventional medicine is very limited. I'm not putting it down, but I am saying that it's limited in the options in which a patient has available to them. Mm-hmm. That's why in my book, I'm talking about three disruptive therapies, you know, stem cell therapy, PRP therapy, and adult stem cell activators. So in my journey, you know, looking for relief, I've gone as far as Honduras, Tegucigalpa, Honduras, and I live here in the state of Florida, so I have had treatments here. And that was way back in 2008. It wasn't quite as popular as it is today, but it's really amazing to see how a person can go from chronic pain to being pain-free, and then not only are you not dealing with masquerading or managing symptoms, but you're actually going to the root cause and healing damaged tissue and cells in the body.
So that's the main advantage of the stem cell therapy over conventional medical treatments?
Well, absolutely. You know, typically, we'll say you have that bad knee and you've gone the gamut. You know, your knee was inflamed. It's starting to bother you. You might take some ibuprofen. You know, you suck it up. You don't want to see the doctor, so you do everything you can, but sooner or later, it's killing you, and you can't get out of the car. You have a hard time walking stairs, on and on. So you see the physician. He or she says to you that, well, let's try some anti-inflammatories, maybe some pain meds, get an X-ray, do some PT, and let's see how you are doing in about 2 months from now. See, you go through the gamut, and you do. Problem is, you're getting some relief, but you're not healing, and so consequently, this condition is nagging, and it's getting worse, and it's getting worse. So finally, we go back to the doctor. How are you doing? And well, listen, I can't get around, Doc. There's got to be something you can do for me. Well, the only option we have is to have a knee replacement surgery procedure. And now, you know what you're looking at here. Now you got to go home with this nightmare. You've done everything. You're in, you know, excruciating pain. And now you've got to consider having a partial leg amputation, pull out your joint, put in a metal joint, sew it up, and see how you do. You've got to deal with this nightmare. So not only physically are you traumatized, but now emotionally are. And so the book helps people understand, listen, if you're facing surgery or maybe long-term medication protocols, stop. And know that there's natural remedies, natural options that are available to you that perhaps you can avoid a surgery or a long-term medical protocol.
So, Dr. Joe, you're actually saying if I was up for a knee replacement or a hip replacement, I might try stem cell injections beforehand to see if that would be enough?
Kathy, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I would say it is absolutely worth the time and investment because when the person has that liposuction, okay, and those syringes are prepared with the extracted adult stem cells, now they're going into the hip cavity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They might go in two or three areas, and immediately, when I say immediately, I'm talking maybe hours to maybe the first 24, 48 hours, 99% of the pain that has crippled you is gone because the mesenchymal adult stem cells, I call them or refer to them as the anti-inflammatory bombs. And what they do is they reduce inflammation almost 100%. So a patient on the way home or the next day, they feel like they're up, they can go tackle the world. But the precaution is this, wait a minute, you're not healed yet. Just the inflammation is gone. Now you're ready for healing. So the other stem cells that are in the mix, now we'll go to that cartilage, you know, the biological cells in the remaining cartilage. The reason you're having the surgery is because you were told you were bone on bone.
Mm-hmm.
That means, you know, that protective cartilage shield is gone. And just like striking a match, every time you were to put pressure or weight on your knee, those bones would rub, it gets inflamed, and you can't function. So now these adult stem cells for the next 2, 3, or 4 months are actually healing the cartilage and growing new tissue so that in the short period of time, you're actually growing the cartilage back. Now you've spared yourself from an unnecessary surgery and all the possible complications, too. You still have your knee joint.
So there's no lacerations, there's no inflammation. It just gets better and better from the time you have the injection.
Yeah, the inflammation is gone, and then the additional cells. And by the way, the cells multiply as time goes on. So if you had 200 or 300 or 400 million adult stem cells of your own injected into that joint, whether it be the hip, the knee, the shoulder, whatever, the neck, over months, more and more are multiplying, and they're doing their job, and that is to grow brand new tissue. And so it's absolutely amazing. That's why it's. I believe it's going to be the new norm in orthopedic medicine, because it's the game changer for us.
Yeah. So, Dr. Joe, is this just very localized? You inject it into my knee. My knee get the inflammation comes down. It thickens up synovial fluid. It helps repair tendons. It does all those great things. That's very localized. I need another injection for my hip or my shoulder or is it systemic?
It's not for the musculoskeletal system. It wouldn't be systemic. You would require an IV for that. But each area or site, what joint it is, it doesn't matter. Each one is its own unique joint. So you would have or site. I'm sorry. So if you had hip issues, knee issues, and say shoulder issues, you would have to have injections in each one of those. Systemically, if you were to have stem cell therapy systemically, you'd be given an IV and with your own genetic material again. And just like Pac-Man, you know, it's traveling systemically throughout the body, and it's going to attach to a damaged tissue. So somebody that, for example, has Crohn's, maybe stage 3 or 4, and they're pretty much on their last days, can actually get a stem cell therapy, an IV, an infusion, and repair the tissue that's damaged in the gut, all the cells that have stopped communicating, and repair the entire system and return back to normal health. They've done this with heart. People that have had massive heart attacks that survived went in and they restored the damaged tissue from the heart attack. And the heart is functioning normal. They do this with the pancreas for people that have diabetes. It's absolutely amazing.
This is fantastic. This is in the early stages, though. Like you're in Florida. We're up in Canada. I don't see people running for stem cell injections often up here. It's fairly. It still sounds like magic up here.
Yeah. Well, you know something. I get questioned all the time about where can I go for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Even in the States, okay, where I am, there's clinics. They could be orthopedic surgeons, it could be chiropractors, it could be MDs that are now getting with the program, so to speak, and getting their schooling so that they can provide stem cell therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're seeing, you know, that it's so disruptive to the old conventional medicine options that if they don't get with the program, they'll just get lost in the shuffle. They'll be replaced. But it is growing in the States here. But there's other therapies that I list in the book. I list, you know, of course, stem cell therapy, but I also list PRP, which is plasma platelet-rich plasma. That's another type of stem cell therapy. I would classify it as second to stem cell because it's not loaded completely with stem cells themselves, but it's another very, very good procedure. And then the adult stem cell activators. Let me back up. When we understand what our stem cells do for us, it gives you a better picture of the validity of needing or when the time comes requesting stem cell therapy of some sort. The adult stem cells in our body are natural cellular repair crews. In other words, If Kathy, you have a trauma, if you have an accident or an injury, or you have some type of degenerative illness, maybe diabetes, what happens is the body releases its own storage. It's a reserve of adult stem cells, and they communicate. It's called cellular communicating, and what they do is they rush to that particular tissue or organ or area, and they healed the damaged cells. If it were the liver, it would be liver cells. If it was the heart, it would be heart cells. If it was ligament, it would be ligament cells. And that's how it repairs. Now, that's the natural function, in the nutshell, of adult stem cells. But over time, and possible injury and trauma, even environmental pollutants, the adult stem cells start to lose their efficacy, their functionality, and so we end up with nagging conditions because we're not taking care of the root cause. So what happens when we take adult stem cell activators, the activation of the activators, they're targeted, because if you see on my book, it says discover 26 disruptive technological advances in stem cell activation. There's 26 targeted. So in other words, there's stem cell activators for kidneys, for liver, for joints, for neuropathy, you know, nerve pain, for brain and eye issues and things like that. And so what these stem cell activators do is they go into the bloodstream through you just put the drops in water and drink them, and they penetrate the gut wall and enter the bloodstream and go right to that particular organ. And what they do is they rejuvenate the adult stem cells that have been somewhat dormant. And once they rejuvenate them, they can do their natural job, and that organ repairs itself.
Dr. Joe, we're going to have to go to a quick break, and then I have so many more questions. We're going to talk about the stem cell revolution and the book you've written.